We had another meeting on Monday, and the request was still there that they would think we should allow them to be there. So the commission told them that we were going to have a look at it and ponder over it. Then after further reflection, we think that their presence will help in ensuring that people accept whatever comes up, and it also add to the transparency aspect. So we told them that they should come back, but the condition is that anybody who comes there to misbehave will be taken away from the place.
So now what would be the expectation? Are they to monitor, to challenge immediately, or what ground rules are you setting for that?
There is no criteria for challenging. So you only observe. If somebody comes and you think you have, you can inform our officer that this one, you think, but not in a violent way. If the person insists, we'll go ahead and interview the person based on the conviction of the returning officer. The person will be accepted or rejected.
So you
can't challenge. Now, the law is that if the transfer is done and you have grievances or you have suspicion that somebody didn't qualify you there, then you will do the exhibition. Then you go and object to that name in that register that the person is not a resident there. Then the procedure is that there's a station review officer who is a magistrate who will meet the two parties. Each of them will tell the story. Then the DRO would give a decision.
So which means that the parties don't have any power to stop anyone who is carrying out?
Not at all.
Is that really? Based on that, the opposition NDC says they still have a challenge. They feel that there's more room for improvement in terms of improving your transparency. They feel that you lack transparency in all of the processes leading to the 2024 general elections. How do you respond to that?
In each of the activities that we are doing, they are part of it. Registration, they were there as agent. When the challenges came and the review committee was sitting, they were part of the committee that sat on it and then they're adjudicating. Right now, we have formed the adjudication review committee, which will look at the suspected multiples, and they are part of it. So in everything that we are doing, they are part of it. So I don't know how they want to explain the transparency when they are part of the system. So we have nothing to hide. That's why everything, we include all the political parties.
I want us to wrap up by talking about what's next for the Electoral Commission after this phase of the transfer of votes. What would happen? What's your expectation on the political parties? And what do you also say to the concerns, for instance, by the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers who have earlier raised some concerns about this transfer process?
I don't know. What I know is that they are rather supporting our stand that we should not allow the party agents to be there. But other than that, I've not heard of any other view. Then with respect to what is ahead of it after this, from this we'll go to the compilation of the special voting for the media, the security services and the commission. Then we'll do exhibition. Then nomination will follow in September. Then we'll prepare for the election.
Is there anything special about the nomination process? Anything changing?
Nothing has changed. That whoever wants to contest the presidential one will have to deposit 10,000. The presidential, that's 100,000. As was done in 2020, we are not changing anything.
What room do you have for political parties which licenses were revoked? Can they still present candidates?
No, you cannot present anybody in the name of the party because that party doesn't exist.
So the option is?
The option is that there are no parties by those names, 11 parties. They don't have any name. So it's like no party existing.
We've seen some new faces come on board, the new force and also Movement for Change. Have these people registered with the EC? And if they feel they're candidates, will you accept their nomination?
To the best of my knowledge, we have not certified any party since 2020. So that's why. But there are a lot of applications that are being processed. But for now, since 2020, we have not certified any political party.
Dr. Kwikwe, any message to Ghanaians who are watching us?
What I would tell them is that election is based on law. So everything that anybody wants to do, should look at what the law is saying and apply the law. We shouldn't use our brute force to force people to do or not to do whatever the law is allowing. We should go with the procedure. If you have any challenge, there's a procedure that you can challenge or object to the person's inclusion or whatever. So let's respect the law and apply the law.